Porto for everyone, always. Making Porto an increasingly inclusive city, a city for everyone, is the goal of Porto City Council's Tourism and Internationalisation Department, a mission that is not only embedded in every project we develop, but also formally embraced in the vision map for the destination's sustainable future. In this strategic document, available at yourstruly.porto.pt, it is clear that striving for a city for everyone means considering those who live here, those who visit us, and those who study, work, or invest here. However, for our team, it has been essential to delve deeper into this analysis and ask, are all these groups truly on an equal footing when it comes to accessing the city's territory and its tourism offerings? The answer was clear. The sustainability we advocate in Porto's tourism strategy cannot be achieved without equality. And equality is not possible without accessibility. It is therefore essential that Porto is able to welcome all visitors with the same openness and dignity, regardless of their limitations, whether permanent or temporary, whether physical, motor, sensory, visual, auditory, intellectual, or social, such as senior visits or families with children, for example. This vision began to take shape in 2024 through the Accessible Tourism Project, of which the Porto for Everyone Guide is a significant milestone. Considering Porto's tourism accessibility within this project went beyond simply identifying the challenges posed by the city's topography and historical heritage to access and infrastructure. More than that, we dared to view accessibility as an opportunity, one filled with countless possibilities. Breaking down barriers, whether physical, communicational, or social, means promoting a truly inclusive and participatory form of tourism, one that welcomes differences and embraces diversity. It is also a way to stimulate demand and enhance what the destination has to offer. When it comes to demand, we are talking about a growing segment that almost always travels with companions and whose physical or social limitations do not lessen their desire to travel, explore, and experience. Creating mechanisms that enable full enjoyment of the city is not only a fundamental social responsibility, but also a way to increase visitor capacity and, as a natural consequence, enhance economic returns for the entire business network connected to tourism, including transport, hospitality, cultural venues, events, and more. This is also where the city's tourism services evolve, growing in scale, quality, and competitiveness. Welcoming visitors with specific needs naturally leads to the diversification and enhancement of the city's visitor experience, driving the adaptation of infrastructure and programs, as well as the advancement of service quality and professional training, ensuring they uphold what defines Porto so well, the art of hospitality. The guide we have provided here strikes a balance between these two facets, diversification and improvement. On one hand, a thorough and insightful analysis of accessibility conditions was carried out for each of the more than 50 identified tourist sites, assessing challenges and identifying opportunities for improvement. On the other hand, based on these sites, visitor itineraries were designed around the geographic districts defined in our tourism strategy, with the goal of promoting the dispersion and diversification of opportunities to explore Porto as a destination. Over the course of compiling and preparing this guide, a strong spirit of collaboration has emerged among the various entities linked to the tourism sector. underscoring our city's collective awareness of accessibility issues and the importance of addressing them in a coordinated manner. More than just seeing, hearing, walking, or tasting, Porto is a place to feel. And feeling is for everyone, always. Catarina Sanchcunha, City Councillor for Tourism and Internationalisation.